School shootings, of course, are devastating to the children and the parents and the teachers involved. They also deeply affect first responders and medical teams. One year after a shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Wisconsin left three people dead, those workers are still grappling with complicated feelings, as Sarah Lear of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
When the calls came in late that December morning, police wondered if it was a false alarm. It wasn't. Multiple people were shot at a private school in Madison. Jimmy Eimel is a Madison police lieutenant. He was working that day.
Everyone dropped what they were doing to rush to that school. Lunches were half-eaten, reports were half-typed.
A 15-year-old student had opened fire in a mixed-grade study hall, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old teacher Aaron West. The shooter died by suicide. Her father now faces felony charges after prosecutors say he gave her access to two handguns that she brought to school that day. A date for trial has not yet been set. It's one of a growing number of cases across the country in which parents have faced charges after their children carried out school shootings. 12 months ago, Madison paramedic Joe Perillo arrived at the Abundant Life School and knew he needed to treat the surviving victim, who is in the worst shape. That was Sammy Garduno Martinez. He was 17 at the time.
My exact words were, "That's my guy. We're taking him." And it still rings true today. Sammy's my guy.
Sammy was rushed to American Family Children's Hospital, where he immediately underwent surgery to his brain and abdomen. Dr. Adam Brinkman performed one of those surgeries. He remembers walking into the operating room after learning there had been a school shooting.
I felt sick to my stomach. I felt sad. I felt angry. I felt in shock.
For Brinkman, December 16th will always be a somber day. He plans to go for a run so he has time to reflect.
There are still those moments, those seconds in time that are ingrained in my mind. And I have to think about those and deal with those. I can't suppress them.
Another Abundant Life student, then 14-year-old River Clardy, was also critically injured. After multiple surgeries, River got out of the hospital last January. Dr. Megan Gusick is the Madison Fire Department's medical director. She made sure the first responders who treated River were there for his release.
There's images in their brains that they will never be able to remove. And one of those images is River and Sammy literally dying in front of them.
Sammy's injuries were even more serious than River's. He didn't get out of the hospital until this past October. Prillo was one of the paramedics who first loaded Sammy into an ambulance. He was there for Sammy's discharge.
I said, "Hey, man, I brought you in here 295 days ago, and I'm going to bring you out."
Hospital staff blew bubbles and wave streamers as Prillo wheeled Sammy out. After suffering brain damage, Sammy is now in a rehab facility, working to relearn tasks like walking and speaking. Prillo can't forget what he saw inside the school that day, but he also has new images to think about, like Sammy's smile and the bubbles floating in the air when he left the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lear in Madison.